Hello and welcome to a special Business Radio X production where we feature innovative leaders and difference makers in our communities. Hello, once again, I am Ryan Redhawk McPherson. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we introduce today's guest, let me please remind you to follow us on social media. You can follow the network in all of our studios and every one of our shows on Twitter directly, Business Radio X, at Business Radio X. Also, check us out on Facebook and LinkedIn. We share all of our published results there as well. And you can interact with us, ask questions, leave your thoughts, leave your comments. We love to hear you on social media. And on today's show, we are going to be featuring Carolyn Guilfoyle from Savannah, Georgia, with Health Restoration Consulting. How are you doing today, Carolyn?
Good morning. I'm doing fine today. How are you today?
Doing well. Thank you so much. I look forward to talking to you about nutrition and wellness and all that you're doing to help folks there in the Savannah area. You can check out Carolyn's information at healthrestoration101.com if you want to. But Carolyn, tell us, why are you so passionate about helping people in their nutrition and wellness?
Ryan, it's because so many people are ill. There's so many people who are sick and they don't know why. They don't know why, that they don't realize that nutrition is the most important part of creating a healthy lifestyle. They eat whatever is available and they think it's okay. When they get sick and they go to the doctor gives them medicine, but they're still sick. And so I want persons to know that they can take care of themselves better by eating a nutritious program. I hate to say diet because diet always sounds like restriction, but eating a healthy program allows the body to heal on its own.
Well, that's right. The nutrition is the foundation to a healthy lifestyle. And you started out as a nurse, helping people, caring for people. Now you're helping people in a whole nother way. Talk about that transition for you, from you, from working as a nurse to starting your own nutrition and counseling business.
Well, as a nurse, I worked in ICU, and it just disturbed me that folk with come into the hospital, they'd be so sick. And they'd get better and they'd go home, but then they'd be back. They were coming back all the time. And each time they were sicker and sicker. So I wanted to know how this happened. What makes people get sick and not be able to get well and stay well? And later it came through a series of different opportunities, I was able to work for a company that allowed me to find the answer, and the answer is nutrition. So when I knew that, then I could no longer do the kind of work that I was doing before as a nurse. I had to do something I felt would help people long-term, and that is to teach them a better way. So then I started this nutrition business so that I could teach clients how to eat well. But it was a health study that really brought the information to me. It was the Southern Community Cohort Study that came to Savannah and employed me to work in that arena. Mm-hmm. And it really was eye-opening and really life-changing. For me.
Well, that's great. And certainly it does happen that way for a lot of folks. They have a life-changing moment or a moment of clarity, which enables them to create a new vision for themselves and a new way to help others. So talk about your ideal client who's going to come to you at Health Restoration Consulting. Is it young people looking for a nutrition plan, or are you working with seniors, or who really comes to you for your help?
My clients primarily are persons who have serious illness. I specialize in working with clients who have heart disease, diabetes, or cancer, and that comes from my critical care background. But I've also found that persons who have these life-threatening illnesses are more apt to be ready for a change. they'll come to me and they want a turnaround. They don't want the same old patch job and take some medicine like they've done before. They want their lives to change. They're at a crossroads and they want to live. So primarily my clients are not young people, but older persons, midlife persons, say 40 to 60 and beyond, who have been given a diagnosis that doesn't look good. And they really want to make the changes that they've thought about before, but really didn't know how to do. And so I teach them a new way to eat. And my clients who have diabetes get well, are able to come off medication. My clients who have cancer do not have that bad outcome that most cancer diagnoses patients find themselves in. They learn how to eat in a way that even if they have chemotherapy and radiation, their bodies are able to withstand it and heal afterwards and go on to have a good life after the diagnosis. And persons who have been diagnosed with kidney failure, poor circulation, all of that that goes along with diabetes and with heart disease, will find themselves having their circulation improved, their kidneys go back to functioning. They just have a better quality of life. And that's what I want for my clients. And I work with folk who really are sincere about making the changes that it will need to happen.
Well, that's great that you're helping so many individuals, especially those with chronic diseases and those facing life-changing circumstances. You know, outside of the nutrition, are there other environmental or lifestyle changes people can be aware of to kind of minimize some of the effects?
We need our primary environmental the primary environmental problem that we have is that we don't know how to eat. If we would eat properly and drink a lot of water, water is so important, but we've concentrated on looking for something sweet to drink. And so we're getting in lots of chemicals and too much sugar from that arena and not getting the fresh, clean water that the body needs to flush out impurities. We don't get enough sunlight. We're afraid of the sun because we think being in the sun causes cancer. That is just not so. The sun is healing. So by shunning the sun, not getting enough water, not eating properly, the body is just not able to do what it knows how to do naturally. And then we put a lot of things on the body that many times are made of chemicals and like creams and lotions and cosmetics. And these chemicals seep through our pores and into our body and into our bloodstream, further inhibiting the body's ability to do what it normally, naturally knows how to do. We're bombarded with problems that we've brought on ourselves primarily because we didn't know better.
No, it seems so simple the way you explain it, and yet folks are still having a hard time doing it. I think it's a time and planning issue for a majority of Americans, just making the time and creating a good plan for you for a healthy lifestyle. And certainly you can do that by calling Carolyn Guilfoyle or checking out her website at healthrestoration101.com. And, you know, you are helping so many people in need, getting a nutrition plan together, getting a wellness plan together. But I'd like to ask you a couple of questions about the business side of it out there. That's got to be a pretty crowded space, and people can just go out there and set up a website and call themselves a counselor. So how are you actively getting clients and marketing yourself to separate yourself from the competition?
Well, interesting question. Most of my clients come by word of mouth. You're right, the area is very saturated, but so many people who do this kind of work don't have the kind of results that my clients have. And so many of my clients come through word of mouth, through referral, because they've run into someone who said, you should call Carolyn, and this is my story. And so they call me up or they look for me and I begin to work with them. But it's from the success that I've had. And it's not just because of me. It's because the program that I teach my clients is stricter than most programs do. There are a lot of people who want an easy way to get the results they want. This is not an easy way. It's a very difficult and very stringent way of change, because a little change is not going to work and give a person the kind of results that they want. In order to change the physiology of the body from toxic to clean is not an easy process. And so the program that I teach my clients is very strict. They have to eat a very clean, strict diet. And most folks don't want to be that stringent, but it's necessary from the beginning. Yeah. And then afterwards, after they have become a normal, healed person, back to 95 or 100% off of medication and doing well and feeling well, energy level up again, got the all clear from their physician, then they can start to moderate their eating program some, not a lot, but some. And most clients don't want to go back down the road that caused them to be a candidate for amputation or be a candidate for radiation or chemotherapy again. They want to embrace the lifestyle that will allow them to live an exciting life. Mm-hmm. So many times people want to travel and go out of the country and visit and have fun and play and go on cruises. But the doctor says you can't go. They don't want that kind of life. They don't want life of limitations. They want to be able to enjoy their lives as they define enjoying their lives. And once you change the way that you eat and you start to live a high quality life, my clients don't want to go back to that old way of living. They want to stay on track. But that's a limited number of folks. Not everyone wants to make that choice, and it's got to be their own choice.
That's right. So listen to your clients and customers out there, entrepreneurs and people who are doing good work for the people. If you continue doing good work, then that's good marketing. Word of mouth comes, referrals comes. And so if you're servicing your customers and if you're listening to them, finding business should be relatively easy for you. But I think another way that's really helped you separate yourself is writing a book. Tell us a little bit about that and how people can find that book.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Well, I had a column in the local newspaper, and so it was a question and answer column because I had written a column before and it was primarily topics that I wanted to talk about. But when I was asked to write this new column, I wanted it to be different. So this one was a question and answer column, and folk would write me their questions about their health, and I'd answer their questions in the newspaper column. And so that is where the book came. I wrote this column for over 4 years. And so I had a lot of content. And persons were telling me that they were clipping the articles out. They were saving them. They were mailing them to their friends and family out of town. And I was just thoroughly amazed. I had no idea that it was catching on that way. I knew I had lots of questions, always had tons of questions to go through and had to sort through them, because a lot of times questions would come that I'd already answered. So I couldn't answer the same questions over and over. But after a while, I had so many, and people were telling me that they were enjoying them. I decided I would put them in a book. And the book is called A Question of Health. And persons who go to my website will be able to find the book on my website, and it is available to purchase. But I think that the next step will be to put it on Amazon, and I'm going to do that within the next month or so. But that has been so exciting for me to get this book done. And I had a book signing in August at a local museum, and it was such a wonderful opportunity to meet some of the questioners and have this fellowship with friends and family. Was really nice. It was a good time.
That's great.
But
yeah.
That's where the book came from. It is the compilation of some of those questions that were answered in the newspaper column.
And folks can find that book at the website, healthrestoration101.com, or you can connect with Carolyn on Facebook, Health Restoration 101. And she's also on LinkedIn and so much. So what do you have exciting coming up here in the new year, 2017? Are you going to be out meeting new clients? Are you looking to attend any seminars or anything that places people could find you coming up in 2017?
Well, I've got a couple of things going on. I'm going to be doing a conference in Washington, D.C. later this year with the Breast Cancer Fund. This program is funded by Avon, incidentally, and it's really how I got started in the cancer arena with the National Breast Cancer Alliance, and I'll be doing a conference there in Washington. Not clear on the date yet, but it's coming up this year. And for the next few weeks, I'll be traveling in Charlotte, North Carolina, and Charleston, South Carolina, to do some talks with some local organizations who are interested in my work around cancer. And really, cancer is the thing that I'm most proud of my work. And because so many of persons who get a cancer diagnosis do not survive long term. They may outlive the 5-year mark, but many times they don't live much longer than that. And even in that time frame, have a very poor quality of life. But my clients are not that typical person. My clients have lived years and years. In fact, I started doing this work in 2002, and all of the clients who stayed with the program that I offered them are still living today, and I'm so very proud of that. And so that's where a lot of my clients come from, and that's how these opportunities come for me to travel and talk to other organizations outside of Savannah.
And yes, it sounds like you're out there networking and meeting people, and you're a lifelong learner, continually educating yourself and challenging yourself. I mean, you're starting a new business. You're helping people who are terminally ill in a lot of cases. So we applaud all the good work you're doing and encourage you to get out there and continue to get after it. And thank you so much for joining us. Any last closing thoughts for our listeners here today, or places, website, or anything folks can find you?
Well, the only thing I'd like to say further, I guess, is that this is the culmination of my dream. This was what I always wanted to do from those first months in ICU, to find a way to help people get better and stay better. And I think that anybody who has a dream to follow that dream and see what can happen, what they can make happen. The road is tough. Sometimes the journey is very difficult, long, tedious. But in order to live your dreams, you have to do the work and stay true to who you really are.
Very well said. And so follow your dreams out there, ladies and gentlemen. You don't even know what your clear destination may be until you take those first steps on your journey towards your dreams, and it may change along the way. So just stay open-minded and open your heart. And certainly if you need help or know someone who needs help, reach out to Carolyn there at healthrestoration101.com. Connect with her on LinkedIn and Facebook as well. Thank you so much for joining us here today, Carolyn, and we wish you much success in 2017.
Ryan, thank you so much. It's been a joy to speak with you.
Great. And listeners, if you're out there doing something creative and interesting to serve your market, your profession, and your community, reach out to us directly on the contact page at businessradiox.com and tell us your story. We'd be glad to feature you here on Business Radio X. Until next time, this is Ryan Redhawk McPherson. We will talk again soon on Business Radio X.